Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this Thursday. Today's Thursday, 844-967-2789.
Are we down for the OT God, the Old Testament God, or sort of a New Testament God?
I guess it depends, man. I mean, how many religions have come and gone? Why does this one matter any more than anything else man has created? Real quick, from Gallup, more granular, 30% of Protestants say that the Bible is literally true, according to Gallup, compared to 15% of Catholics. Almost two-thirds of Catholics choose the alternative, that the Bible is the inspired word of God, but every word should not be taken literally.
When they give you the wafer in Catholic Mass, that's really the body of Christ. Because the priest said it was.
See? So that's why.
I didn't even know what the response was. The first time I ever got dragged to Catholic Mass.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, everyone gets in line and, you know, put your hands out and wait for my Christmas present, right? Right? And you get that little wafer.
Dry-ass wafer.
Yeah, I mean, tasteless. I mean, no wonder why you got to have the wine to wash that thing down, right? And the guy says, body of Christ, and I didn't know what to say back, so I gave him the old watermelon celery.
I said, thank you. It was never confirmed, so. But I guess, seriously, so, again, whatever gets you through the night, folks, I'm totally down that I, as a non-believer, believe I have the same
right different topic,
to believe, to not believe, as you have the right to believe. That's fine. But when those things start bleeding over into your politics, when you decide that, you know, a clump of cells, two cells, a sperm and an egg come together, and all of a sudden that's what, a soul? So no masturbation because the sperm is half a soul? I mean, how do you – these things impact our every single day lives and decisions that people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republicans, are basing these laws on, are because of a mythological belief. And I find that extremely troublesome. And that's the reason why God is not mentioned. And this is not a Christian nation. It was not formed as such, and it should not be as such.
You know, I'm going to start telling my teenagers, get out of the bathroom. You're wasting your souls.
Millions of them.
844-967-2789. Pizza Box Mike, my pal. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Well, you know, I like Jesus. I like whatever he does. You know, I mean, let's get baked, and then I'll feed everybody. Make sure everybody's got a place to sleep. And if you're sick, I'll make you feel better. Let's get baked again.
Sure.
Hey, but I'm pretty sure that when Jesus meets Marjorie Taylor Greene, he's going to say, let me be the first one to cast a stone this time. I mean, seriously? Yeah, she's walking with Jesus. And as far as Clown Jay goes, oh, my God, he must not be watching all the news. Let's see how many white boys are going on screens, not to mention that Trumper that shot and killed three cops, a canine dog, and injured two more.
You're talking about Ron Johnson and his newest – Michael, are you talking about Rojo and his newest ad where basically he said the last mass killing wasn't attributable to guns, and that had a shelf life of like 12 hours, and then, of course, there was another mass shooting? Is that what you referenced, sir?
No, I'm referencing the three officers that died last weekend in Ohio, man. I mean, come on. And the canine dog. But that guy doesn't die, but they riddle a young black guy who's running away from his Uber car that he delivers. I mean, you could just say, well, you know, if that happened to me, I was talking to the Capitol Police. If that happened to me, they'd laugh because I left my car behind. They wouldn't go chasing down the street shooting an old white guy in the back. This country is really bad. And, you know, clowns like Clown Jay, you know, just keep, what is it about soft, pudgy white guys that don't have any morals or anything, don't have a job? What the hell's wrong? Never wanted to work. That's why you're so envious of people that steal from working class people. Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. But that's why I've always said, you know, until people stop thinking like Democrats and Republicans and start thinking like, oh, damn, we're in trouble here. We got to start doing some things that are rational.
Buddy, if you like that sort of free association, tune in every Saturday at noon for Outside the Pizza Box. Our pal Mike will continue to prod Clown G. I didn't realize he was talking about CJ at first. And for a minute there, Mike, I thought you were talking about me, talking about chubby guys and have no work ethic, I thought I heard. But anyways, back to the phones. 844-967-2789. Trucker Dean. Welcome, Dean. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dean.
Hey, I just wanted to bust CJ's bubble a little bit. Diesel fuel went down 34 cents yesterday. So
Joe Biden did that.
Joe Biden did that. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Joe Biden did that.
Well,
so send that off to CJ.
Appreciate the call. Trucker Dean going to try to sneak one more in. That is good news. Diesel prices down, which has a trickle-down effect through the entire economy. Do you think we'll see the savings at every level of the economy?
No, the gas prices, they always go up real quick, but they seem to come down a little slower.
It's magical how that works.
It's amazing, right?
844-967-2789. Everyone's got a moniker around here. Right, Wisco Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Thanks for what you guys do. Hey, very quickly, there's supposed to be a separation of church and state. Otherwise, churches can start paying taxes. That's just my view today. Great show.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, you know, how about this? I'm going to throw this one out there. How about we continue to have a separation of church and state and churches start paying taxes? Property taxes, income taxes. I mean, come on, man. How much money are we leaving on the table? Who are the big televangelists? How much money are these guys making, right? The guy wouldn't let, you know, hurricane victims into his church until the
Joel pressure would... Osteen?
Oh, I mean, you got to be kidding me, man.
Or are you talking about the Gemstones?
No, Joel Osteen. The what? The Georgia Stones?
The Gemstones over on HBO.
The Righteous Gemstones.
The Righteous Gemstones.
No, not familiar. I actually forgot I got the HBO app. I actually started looking at it yesterday. I'm a little behind the times here.
You know, for a guy who looks a lot like Jesus Christ, you should be a little more crisp.
What? I'm not blonde-haired, blue-eyed, man. What are you talking about? That's the Marjorie Taylor Jesus Christ. I mean, these Republicans would not let Jesus Christ enter this country right now. I mean, that's what it is. It's a joke, man. And you,
well, that's
and
only they, because of Biden's stay in Mexico policy.
The fascism has come, and it is wrapped in the flag, and it is carrying the cross. That's the truth, man. And everyone freaking out about all these other religions around the world that want to do this. Listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene sounds no different to me as a non-believer than any other wacko religious person wanting to do harm, to influence, to force somebody else to behave a certain way because they themselves believe something. That's not what this country is about, man. It was never about it. It should never be about it. And they're trying to make it like that. And I have a problem with it.
You know what I have a problem with?
What?
Guys like you can't pick a team, man. I'd be okay if you're a Satanist or something, but to be...
Satan is still Christianity, man. That's a Christian God.
I believe in nothing.
I believe I'm going to go right back where I came from, which I don't know. But what I also know is you don't know, nor does anybody else, so don't act like you do.
Well, by right back where you came from, you mean a bar. Thank you, Dr. Lewis Friedland, our fine guest. Please tune in. We'll do it for you again on Friday.
Got me there,
thanks
man.
Thanks for listening.
Tell them that God's going to cut you down.
My Satan sense is tingling.
I'm a fan of man.
We're the devils. The devils.
They warned me Satan would be attractive.